This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. This week, we continue our look back at the major economic stories of the year. On September 15th, Lehman Brothers, a 158-year-old investment bank, sought legal protection from its creditors. It had failed to find a buyer after months of searching. With over $600 billion in debt, Lehman's failure was the largest bankruptcy in United States history. At the same time, the nation's biggest insurance company, American International Group, had gotten into trouble selling credit default swaps. These are contracts similar to insurance that protect the holder against credit risk. Credit rating agencies downgraded AIG because of concerns it could not honor its contracts. Unable to get new loans, AIG asked for government help. The Federal Reserve agreed to loan AIG $85 billion in return for 80% of the company. But it was not enough. By November, the government had extended a total of about $150 billion in aid to AIG, the most to any single company during the crisis. As banks refused to lend, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson proposed a plan to loosen credit markets by buying risky assets. Congress approved the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008 on October 3rd. The bill provided $700 billion to buy hard-to-value securities from banks. But within weeks, the government changed plans. The Treasury moved to invest $250 billion directly in banks to help them lend money again. Lack of credit not only hurt banks, but manufacturers too. Falling car sales threatened America's car makers. The big three automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, told Congress that they needed loans or they faced bankruptcy. In December, President Bush offered GM and Chrysler over $17 billion in loans. As the year ended, the Federal Reserve tried to support economic growth by lowering its main interest rate to nearly zero for the first time. But there was one more bad surprise. New York money manager Bernard Madoff admitted he had cheated investors out of $50 billion. The news only added to the sense that 2008 was the worst economic year since the 1930s. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.